Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Zephaniah chapter 2, and we're reading verses 1 to 3.
Gather together, O shameful nation, before the appointed time arrives and that day sweeps on like chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's wrath comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger.
Our focus is on verse 3. Seek righteousness, seek humility. There's not much evidence of these two qualities today in the corridors of power or the boardrooms of big businesses and financial institutions. Power and profit are much more attractive. And in so many areas of society, the focus is on self, self-promotion, self-expression, self-fulfillment, self-worth, all of which may have their place, but not at the expense of righteousness and humility. Pride and arrogance will lead to a distortion of what is right, and it was this attitude and behaviour of the nations of the world that Zephaniah spoke of as being under God's judgment. But all who truly seek the Lord will also seek righteousness and humility, however costly they may be. Seeking involves effort, but what is sought is of great value and worth the effort. These two qualities make a difference for us and for other people. Doing what is right will come before seeking power and profit. The Apostle Paul encourages us to prefer one another in humility and act for the benefit of others, and so follow the example of Christ. Righteousness and humility may be in short supply in some places, so let's make sure they are clearly manifest in our lives today. A prayer. Lord God, may we allow your Holy Spirit to work in our lives so that we want to be like Christ and show his righteousness and humility in our lives in order to make a difference for good in our world. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.